Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to 3-7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who is this Friday, November the 12th, 2021, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and other issues.
Yes, we come today on a very sad day. Kip Stube, as one of our own, Peter Banga, who we worked with here at Studio 7, passed away last night. So these are some of the issues we'll be discussing, looking at the legacy that he leaves, as he used to cover stories to do with disability.
Yes, Marvelous. So according to the Minister of Health, there were no deaths yesterday recorded, you know, when we look at COVID-19. And there are roughly about 27 people who actually were tested and found to be to have COVID-19. So I think somebody is trying to call us, and we are going to respond to the call shortly. So in the meantime, let's proceed with the show, Marvelous.
Yes, and we are still under COVID-19, and we look at the government saying that they have vaccinated over 3 million people, but need to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity. So these are some of the issues that we'll continue to look at. But like we said, I will also be looking at the life and legacy of Peter Banga.
Yes, Marvelous. So according to the Minister of Health, more than 3.6 million people have actually been vaccinated in terms of, no, in fact, it's 3.4 million people that have received their first wave of the COVID-19 vaccine. And there are up about 2.6 million we have received their second term. Kunjalo Marvelous, kubera kona.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachivangwa chedu, kunyange hazvo nhasi zvinhu zvisina kutsimirira zvakanaka semhuri yeZimbabwe, sezvo mumwe wataishanda naye mutori wenhau Peter Banga akawanikwa iye achitisiya nezuro manheru. Asi tichange tiri kutaura isu pamusoro pezvakawanda, tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19 tichitarisa isu kuti pari zvino hurumende inozivisa kuti yawanikwa iyo ichibaya vanhu nhomba vanodaudzira 3 million pari zvino, uyezve vanotarisira ivo kuti vabaye vanhu vanosvika 10 million kuti vawane yavanoti ivo herd immunity. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvi nezvimwewo zviri kuitika.
Yeah, not less one jalogue you sang to the pillar of the pillar of the to have a 27, about COVID-19. Let's start to play COVID-19, most of Lolo. Lubina Jalogoti, about 43, my paper, Umkusanido. Half of Canada gave a COVID-19 Sugala, Nagene, by 4,694. First of all, I want to look at you, I feel like 3,422,734. Kutazole kato ESB ili wai 2,678,090. So kwa kaya wazani, kwa kamba sibi ili uselo lolo. Sinata baka choko kala izolo, wafika 14,124. Kwa kutazole kato ESB ili 78,341. Kunjalo ge. Kasta nela ge ama active cases ya COVID-19 kuna manje, kule 404 cases. So ke ESB bapo kaya wazani recovery rate ingani. Ipezulu Marvelous, ina nila mkona ni 96%. So ke, sifono kutike, sukula bantu 128,231 asoba pepa kumkusha no COVID-19. Paka tupa kumkwa bayi 133,327 abatola batola kala vele COVID-19. So siya vono kutai, kanya wazani kunjalo ke Marvelous.
I was Victoria Krupita Gibbs for Paris, you know. Denda reCOVID-19 richirimo munyika, uyezve bazi rezveutano vari kutaura ivo kuti kunyange pane vanhu vanga vari kuwanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri, pane yavari kuti iyo 96% recovery rate kubva kudenda iri, asi shuviro yavo ndeyekuti vawanikwe ivo vachibaya vanhu nhomba yeCOVID-19 vanosvika ivo 10 million kuitira kuti denda iri risarambe richipararira munyika.
Yes, Marvelous, and we seem to have our first guest, that is Mr. Masimba Kuchera, who is going to talk about Safari Njema, one of our correspondents, who actually passed away last night. So, Mr. Kuchera, welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Kuchera, I think you are muted. Can you unmute your button and join the show, sir? So, I think it's time to unmute the button. At times, it's a bit complicated, but I know he's going to unmute and join the show. So, while he's trying to join the show, you know, Safari Jema was one of the reporters that we had. We used to do a lot of features, you know, and his features were in depth, and he had so much detail in him, you know, like, you know, you listen to his story, you will really feel as if you are in the same situation that he's actually, you know, reporting on. So he was one of the reporters who was really excellent in his job. So he's up against the one that was from Maggie Safari Njema, who was from Loge got a reporter in Sarazo West Studio 7. So when he was on Konoko, I had to win them 7. So the films and Massiva Puchera, Ukonakanapagi, Sinazuki, Ukumulaki, Ukunakuin. So the Mavras Mamas and Mumzama, from there, try to call him Swanwati Sinaz and Gelanjan, like Konapagi Sarazo.
I sasara kurupita gipsi nasi ya kilati muri ya Studio 7 ya wani kwa ichirasi kini kwa shukuru apota wani kwa tichimu kakuno tichimu kwa kutimu mwemutore nao Safari Njema we Studio 7 awani kwa iye achirasika ana kwanza kumuka awani kwa achishaya mshure mkunge arara nezuru ana kusumuka mzuwara nasi sakala jinji varuko wani kwa iwo vashita urao pamsorope marasikiro aita mkoma Safari Njema vachitaura ivo kutimano varangarira vachiwani kwa ivo vachiita nao za tukira taura zeze vakare mara asi pane mwe mzimai wandandu kutaura na efa chirungwa chende stok akwanta kufunga achipinda program ya pira kwa hivyo mzima zi awani kwa achitumira pa msoro pe kushaya kwa wa Safari Njema I think
there's a problem with your kind of connection. So I think I've got Mr. Kuchera, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. How are you?
No, very. Oh, yes. Tell us a bit about Safari Njema. You know, his passing.
No, it came as a shock. I remember a couple of weeks ago, he called me, wanted me to come to his school to just speak to the students around issues of disability. So for us, it's come as a big shock, and considering the work and life that we had, both as a journalist with the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation and then also with Studio 7, I think that it is a big loss to the disability community. Only a month ago, we were together at a certain meeting, and he had ideas of stories and news and that he wanted to air on the show. And as we were saying, that was there were a lot of features. He was involved in a lot of features that we used to do. And I'm sure now we are going to miss all that.
So, I was telling you, we were in the danger, Unjema.
Unjema, we were going to ask you, he was a humble man. He would follow you up to ask if you have got a forgotten thing to do. Or we comment in the in all my interactions with him, he came by as someone who was a humble guy, someone who was interactive, who wanted to speak to people about almost everything. So he tried to interact with everyone. And when you met him, he also tried to ensure that people also got a bit of interest in news, a bit of interest in disability activism.
So how involved was he in disability issues?
He was very involved. I know that he was part of the National Council of Disabled Persons in Zimbabwe. He was part of that. I think he was in the board of that, but he also was teaching journalism at the Polytechnic. So I think they also infused disability into his teaching. But we also found him doing a lot of new stories, very interesting ones. So I think that he was someone who remained a disability advocate all through his life.
Marvelous.
Tinokuchingamidza iyi pano pachirongwa chedu tinoziva kuti imi makashanda zvikuru naPeter Banga. Mungatitsananguro kuti munoona achirangarirwa sei?
Ndinoona ari munhu wata suwa zvikuru, munhu airongedza zvirongwa zvake zvikuru sei. Takatarisa kuti munhu aifarira kutora nhau, munhu aitisawo kuti zvekutorwa kwenhau, asi munhu aidawo kuti vanhu vange vachizvisisa nezvedisability. Saka tinoona kuti tarasikirwa ipapo, tarasikirwa zvisingaiti nemunhu anga akazvipira kuti anga achikurukura nyaya dzedisability.
Timbootarisa panyaya iyoyi yamuri kutaura kuti yedisability, pane mabasa anoibata mese here kumasangano anomirira vanorarama neurema?
Utori mwedzi wapera taiotaroti handitiri kunewo musangano wose tichitaura nyaya dzekuti vanhu vakaremara vangaita sei kuti vange vachibatsiranawo munyaya dzesarudzo. Saka munhu wataisangana naye apo neapo, asi ndinovarangarira semunhu aida kuti kana vakuaao zvinoa zvavo votifonera vachinge vachidawo macomments kana kuti dzimwe pfungwa dzeduwo kuti tingazvisa tinoona sei kana kuti maonero edu. Saka ndinoona kuti munhu aibata bata nyaya nenzira dzakasiyanei siyanei vachidzirongedza nyaya dzachoona kuti vakwanise kudzibude kuvanhu vanhu vange vachiziva zvinhu zvinenge zviitika.
Kuchera nyasikanyora sevili kuti umnumzana lapa waime njani akusiterera mafichano sevili kumbe uelule sevili sizi kuti unjema wai ngumuntu onjani?
Umona njengani unjema ube ngumuntu
sondele fonini yakho baba, sondela sevili asitakuzwa kangako.
Ujema ube ngumuntu owayezisele ukuthi akhulume iindaba zedisability, afundise ilizwe ngokuthi idisability injani. Kodwa ngibona njengani ubaba uNjema ube ngumuntu njalo engathi owayehambo kakhulu, ube ngumuntu okuthi ungahlala naye phansi likhulume iindaba eziningi, libonisane lixoxisane nobabundela. Ube ngumuntu owayele isikhathi for everyone. Basically was trying to ensure ukuthi xa ufuna ukuthi ube nesikhathi sakhe, ube nesikhathi sibileyo sokuthi awunike isikhathi lihlale phansi likhulume lo.
Selokuthi uzacheta mbijana ngoba kule background noise ezwakalayo. Faka ifoni yakho kumnyuti khonapho ukutshele, ifaka kumnyuti ifoni yakho kwenze singaphiki noise ngapha. So kunjalo ke siyamuzwa ke. Marvelous, we are also joined by Nomathemba Noro. She is in Bulawayo. She's talking about COVID-19, then we'll switch back to this issue concerning Jema. So Nomathemba Noro, welcome to the program, madam.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yes, tell us a bit about, you know, your experiences with COVID-19 in Bulawayo. We know that you're one of the people who is in this kind of church movements in terms of, you know, you're a Christian, so Christians have been affected too by COVID. So tell us a bit about, you know, your experiences and all those kind of things. In English, then we'll be back to Ndebele. Go ahead.
COVID has it has really affected us, affected me, my community, and those that are around me. You find that I fell sick in January. I contracted COVID, and my experience was that people are not, they're kind of ignorant, mm-hmm. or sometimes people choose what they want to hear about these things. You discover that the people would rather believe myths other than scientifically proven information that is dished out there. So people tend to be careless because they're zumbani. People think they can steam it away. I'm not a medical professional. Well, that may help, you know, somewhat, but it is proven that it does not cure COVID. And so I find that in my community, because of all those things surrounding the sickness, people tend to want to believe what they want other than checking what the health professionals are saying. And it has indeed affected us. We've lost a lot of people, and churches, you know, have been on lockdown as well as businesses, and that has brought in a lot of problems. Especially, I enjoy working with the young people. I discovered that during this COVID period, children are very, very stressed. I don't know if people have noticed that. It is all because of COVID, you know, having to be locked down at home with parents. They can't see their friends. They can't go to school. And when schools have opened, they discover that they have a lot of work to do and they can't cope. And so a lot of stress is actually going around. But a lot of carelessness as well is happening around my community.
So what did you go through, you know, when you contracted COVID-19? And where are you now in terms of, you know, your body absorbing those kind of viruses and, you know, most probably fighting against it?
For me, it was the most difficult time because at the time that I fell sick, the week I discovered I was positive because I was feeling all sorts of things. I'm an asthmatic patient. I was born asthmatic. So to me, it came as a huge shock. The thought that I could actually die and leave my children. And it was so unfortunate that within that same week, I lost my former boss, somebody I cared about so, so, so much. So while he was being buried, I was also, you know, in bed sick with COVID-19. But I want to just, you know, appreciate the medical doctor who was looking after me, the way he dealt with the situation in my mind. You know, the reassurance, the, you know, the reaffirmation that it's going to be okay, you're going to be all right. For me, I think that the same stance that was taken on HIV, I think that it also needs to be taken on these pandemics, like even COVID-19. There's no counseling that can go and deal with yourself. And so the psychology, the pain and the stress that happens, you know, in the mind then affects the body, and you can't heal when you are under stress. So I'm glad that my doctor sat down with me and talked me down because I was absolutely with anxiety and stress. So mental health also comes into play because when you communicate to your body that I'm going to die, you know, I suppose the body also responds, you know, to that. So I received a lot of psychological support. And so in terms of the way the disease affected me, I'm glad, you know, and I was doing a lot of reading around, you know, because, you know, I'm asthmatic. So obviously COVID-19 is a respiratory disease. And so I also then discovered that the medication that I went on because of my condition sort of like assisted me in the sickness. And so when I discovered that, because I would feel wheezy and, you know, I would feel like I can't breathe, and I would use my inhaler, and that sort of like assisted me. I'm not saying that the asthma medication cures COVID-19, but I'm just simply saying that it assisted me in the management of the disease since it's a respiratory disease. But of course, the after effects were bad. I had to learn how to walk. You know, I couldn't walk. I would just take, you know, short walks, and I would feel extremely, extremely tired. But it really, you know, it was a trying time for my family. I'm somebody who looks after a lot of children. I have a family. I think we are like living in the house. So you can imagine that when it's COVID, it means if we're not careful, everybody's going to get it. But I'm grateful that we followed the protocols that are laid down. I quarantined myself in my room for 14 days. I would talk through the phone, and the children would sit outside the window. We chat that way, and none of my family members got it from me at that stage.
Fabulous. Very well.
I was a poor to American Vedvartura, you over to see the
country. I can hear you.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. That's why we're on the note. What the connect?
Vartura, you over to see the country, Vakabat for me in the record.
I don't know what's happening to volume.
Yeah, okay, no, this side is okay. So, hang on there. Quiet, marvelous.
Bariku tsanangura ivo kuti zvizvinji zvakavabatsira panguva iyi semunhu anorwara nechirwere cheasthma vaishandisa inhela yavo yakavabatsira panguva iyoyo asi vachitiwo zvimwe zviri kunetsa pachizvino ndezvekuti vamwe vanofunga kuti zvinotaurwa zviya kuti ukanwa zumbani ukanatsira ukanwa jinja hauzobati COVID asi vakaona kuti izvi haisi chokwadi nekuti vana chiremba vanotaura ivo kuti munhu anofanira kunge achiwanikwa iye achishandisa zvinenge zvataurwa nachiremba wake kuti kana uine denda iri COVID-19 wanikwa uchiita zvakati nezvakati kunyange hazvo zvimwe zvinotaurwa zvechivanhu zvakadai sekunatira uyezve nekunwa zimbani zvichibatsira asi vari kuti ivo semaonero avo ivo kwavari izvi hazvina kunyatsoshanda sezvo vakawanikwa vachizobatwa nedenda iri.
Yes, I think Norma Temba is back. Norma Temba, siya kubona super nile mambi. So, wana wako, wana anuku ino kweza wa sila sivili. Isibi ndi, iwusilande loku funagala yo, kumbe kwa amba jalma.
I think it's a combination of everything. I can't exactly point out ukuthi into yiwani.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, anti njengomuntu okholwayo kuJesu, ngiyabonga ukuthi ultimately God is the one who takes us through difficult situations. That imbona ngazani izinto esizitshelwa esifundiswayo ukuba lesibindi ukulandela imithetho esiphiwa ngoDa konke kunokwa mina ngibona ngani yikho kwangincedisayo ukuthi ngisinde kulo mkhuhlane.
Yeah, so ke abanye abazange bawubamba umkhuhlane endlini la kwenza njani khonokho
sa like I'm saying ukuthi salandela ama protocols ona lawo that are laid out fortunate enough in our home my bedroom is such that there is an outside door that leads outside. My sister would literally put a bucket elamanzi allergic and many other things in a ngaqeda ukudla ngiyephosela khona phana izinto engizisebenzisileyo and ngahlalela khathana. I would see my children from a distance, I would see everybody from a distance, my husband from everybody, I would see them from a distance, and I made sure that I am totally quarantined away from everyone ukwenzela ukuthi ngingabatheleli umkhuhlano nalowo. Even ukugeza everything ngangisenza ngisebenzi, I used my own things until I was okay. So when they were tested, everybody was found to be negative.
What that is that is in Ghana was the one to La Paso Pepper Mkusanil.
I think it was a good 12 days. Ukuthi la mingizi zwe enganiseni ngumuntu ngoba lokudla ngangakwanisi. I was having ama problems ngokulala, but since after 10 days kwaso ngani sokusiba ngcono, though I had long I don't know whether they are called symptoms. I had long symptoms that stretched me up to about 3 months. After some testing negative, I still, you know, continued to suffer from, you know, headaches and dizziness and not being able to walk properly. Ngasa kwa nisuru ham.
Yeah, Mabel, if you can pose a question in English, I think she will respond.
I'm not sure if you can hear me, actually. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Clearly.
I was interested that you said that you had family. So how did you manage to isolate? Did you have small children? What kind of protocol did you use for those that are listening and have big families?
I have a big family, Mavelas. I've got children that I look. I've got three of my own, but I have a huge family. So when I, because at that time it was in January, because of my condition, being an asthmatic person, I knew on the onset that I had underlying conditions. So I was very, very conscious of what I feel. Each time I felt a wheeze, each time I felt, some discomfort in my breathing or coughing, I was very alert. So when I told that I was not feeling a little fatigue, I quickly told my I'm feeling okay. And then at that time, the symptoms were still, minimal. So how I managed to isolate myself was that even that slight sneeze, I quickly isolated. And then, of course, we had a chat with the family. I told them, guys, I don't think I'm okay. I think you guys should excuse me from everything else. And I isolated, actually, yes, to make sure no one was in contact with me. I isolated in my own room. They would give me food through the door. The window would talk while they were sitting outside the window or outside the door. I would never let anybody. My family did not see me for like 14 days, like physically look at me, would talk on WhatsApp, do video calling, or they would sit outside by the window and I would sit inside the room and would converse that way.
Mrs. Noro, how difficult is that in a real situation?
It is the most difficult thing because, look, when you are in a situation like that, all you want is family. You want someone to hug you. You want someone to pray with you. You want someone to say, sometimes I would not be able to go to the bathroom and I would book my mother to go to the bathroom. And the third occasion, not into the bathroom. You understand what I mean? So at that, you really want someone to hold you and take you to the bathroom, but it's a time where you're alone and it is very, very difficult because you don't know if you're going to come out of there or that, like, that's it. You're not going to see your family again. It breaks you down as a person. It really, broke me down.
So unfortunately, your phone is cutting a little bit, so so I think your phone is cutting a little bit, but stay there or continue. Yes, we can hear you. We can hear you now. Go ahead, Mom.
Okay, So it was a very emotional, draining experience, and so it is important for people to continue to check on one another, the calls, the messages. But I discovered that the minute someone is pronounced COVID positive, people sort of like want to stay away from you, and I think that's the worst time. That's when you actually meet people more than ever before.
Marvelous. Maybe I've got another question before I ask him, David.
I think let me go into Shona. Do you speak Shona?
Yes, I do. I do, Marvelous. I speak three languages fluently.
Ah, great. She chamunga tichinga zidzo ne vamwe muri dzine vana vakati wandei panyaya yendanzwa muri kutaura imi kuti makawanikwa muchigara muri mega kwe 14 days. Vamwe vangadzidza chii panguva iyoyi yekuti munhu abatwa anzi iye ane COVID-19. Vanhu vari kuwanikwa vachiita stigma here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Chandingataura ndechekuti chekutanga ndakaona kuti zvakakosha kuti even semhuri titaure nenyaya yeCOVID in our homes, because ini ndakatomboita dambudziko rekuti ndine vamwe vana vanga vaitoona sekuti idzoku nyaya yeCOVID. So mukange muine munhu akadaro in the family circle, munhu iyeye even chiro pakaita munhu ane COVID anozongotora zvinhu very lightly. So I think it's important, zvakakosha kuti semuri vanhu mumbodiscussa nezvecovid and teach each other what should be done. And kana muine makawanda semawandiro atatakaita isusu, zvakakosha kudzidzisana, like I'm saying, kuti following what has been laid down, kuudza vana kuti vanzwisise kuti chinombonzi covid chii. Kana mama vakanzi vaine covid, it means vachagara murumu mavo vari vega. You can talk to your nephone kana kunotaura navo nepa window or something. Izvozvezvi zvinoita kuti vana avanzwisise why wakuvharirwa murumu wega. Vakada vakangowana an opportunity, vanomhanya vopinda murumu. Saka isu zvataita dhorangu raigara rakakiwa. I think maybe that's the other thing. Either something and either chinhu kwandiri had to talk to me wovunza ndoda chakati chakati kana kuti murisei imomo, because vana they will just walk in and kana vamu isolation, that's a danger point. Saka I think zvatingadzidze as families is being open about COVID. Paunenge usiri kunzwa zvakanaka, the first people you should tell imhuri yako yaunogara nayo. I see my fellas has dropped off.
Ye usedrope off kodwa ke ungafanisiwa kona kunjalo okati kuluma ngakoma.
Yes, I was just saying that for us, okay, what I can say is what I've learned from this experience is that when you have a big family, you need to discuss these things. We used to talk about COVID in our prayer sessions, like in the evening when we are having our prayers, we would continue to remind each other, guys, there's sanitizer outside. Before you walk in, please wash your hands. Don't come into the house before you've washed your hands if you're coming from outside. Make sure that you take off your clothes that you're using, hang them outside. So every day, and actually it was my duty, I took it upon myself as a mother because I realized that I have an underlying condition. And if I don't educate my children, my family about COVID-19, it would be a problem. So educating, I know we are seeing a lot of information on TVs, on radios, on flyers, on Facebook and other social media platforms, but there is no better place than learning from home. When you talk about these things, then they get to ask questions.
Okay.
They would ask me, you know, and I'll be able to respond to them.
Yes, yeah, we really hear you. So I'm going to find something to read the food. Kona kuti vabatu vakuru vane COVID kumele vafundiswe njani kuti COVID uyina.
Kupende I think mina mbona ngazani information yokuthi COVID kuyini kumele senzeni isiphiwe njalo inengi in a lot of places, but mbona ngazani okumele sikufunde njengabantu yikulalela. Angazi ukuthi indaba abantu siyasadalwa angazani sifuna ukulalela okungayisikho more than okuyikho esikufundiswayo. So ngibona ngazani njengezimuli, apart from learning or hearing this information from out there, kuqakathekile ukuthi lathi sixoxe ngekhaya nge-COVID. Abelembuzo babuze ukuthi nakanzwisise kade okuyinto lokhu kuhamba njani, abantu bafundisane. So thina sasiba la ma-flyers khonapha kumbe siplay ama-video, guys libonile yini lokhu, kuthiwa kathesi sokule symptom le, kathesi sokulalokhu nalokhu. So learning from home and discussing as a family health as well.
Yeah, marvelous. You can pose another question, go ahead.
Tombotarisa kuti nyaya yedande mutande, tinoona Ministry of Health inotaura iyo kuti magrupu emawhatsapp nezvimwewo ndo zvimwe zviri kuita kuti vanhu vasanyatsotarisa kuti COVID-19 iriko uyezve vasaende kunobayiwa nhomba. Munoona sei izvi? Makakwanisa here kutaura nemhuri kuti vanhu vakarambe vachiteedzera zvinobuda mumadande mutande asi vateedzere kubva kune vana chiremba?
Yeah, and this was the mafelasi. Unfortunately, says a number taura kuti misinformation ndo inenge inotambirika kuvanhu more than zvinhu zviri kutaurwa nana chiremba. Isusu semhuri ipapa pandinotori ne1 nanhasi asati abayiwa haasi kuda kubayiwa, ari kubhili iye anotoona sekuti COVID yachona haisitombori COVID, it's just a flu. But isu tese the first opportunity yekuti tinobayiwa payaka yaka kana wacho pawakavhurika takanobayiwa. What zvimwe zvinhu zvandakaita ini, I have a few family members and friends who are in the health sector vana chiremba, tika organize ama Zoom meetings as a family, tika pinda, tika loka ini, tika isafa big screen TV, and we chatted na family doctor, wili tichi mvunza mvunzo, vanao vachifunza, vachidi, vachidi, tika tika funzo, onezu mavaksini wao, I remember my boys, wakuma na wangu waombe, waito sika wata, mama, tika wana chingu kabai waozo itilana, mchasa wazukuru ninye mavaksini, tika the doctor, a family doctor, hati bakira utayo wakuma na, mnoko na utuzo itawa, naka na tele 20, kana mishida yenu bayi wai mavaksin za ari safe.
Yeah, so kufaa zile nge sinu kuro kutapazwe kuzwe laka sikiwa. I think it's very important to hear some of these things, you know.
Yeah, so venge siti nilavangani la lemuli avanga matogotela avasimwetisayo I remember at one point sayenza izumu as a family safaya zile kutiv la pana udokotela wethu sambona family doctor wethu wasichasisela sibuza imbuzo ngilaba abantu abangamafana abase university, you know those ages, they are inquisitive, they read, so bathi mama sesizile phela thina ukuthi singahlatshwa ama-vaccines sagcina singasazali sizagcina lingalabazikulu phela singakuyahlatshwa. So udokotela was able to unpack wabaphendula imbuzo ukuthi hayi ngitsho bafana hamba ngiyehlatshwa abantwana lizaba labo even 10 nxa lifuna. So it's important ukuthi siyedinga information ebantwini abafundeleyo abalolwazi. Nxa sebesithile information leyana ngihlala ngisithi mina Mr. Dube, nxa ngigula ngilo mkhuhlane ngiyahamba kudokotela, udokotela afike anginike i-prescription. Angaze mbona umuntu ohambe ethwele i-prescription yakhe emgwaqweni ehambe buza ukuthi bakithi udokotela ungiphe amaphilizi la, kambe angasebenza, kambe ngizasila. So why kumele ngikwenze nge-COVID? I have to listen to my doctor because he's qualified to share that information with me.
Go ahead and put it in English.
Okay, so I was saying, I think I did put it in English, but I was just saying, for us, we created an environment where we have a health professional in the form of a doctor explaining all these things to the children. I remember my boys were saying, Mom, we probably won't be able to have children because we've seen on WhatsApp groups and on Facebook and other media that if you get a vaccine, you will not be able to have children. And the doctor was able to answer them, to tell them, to say, look, you guys, go and get vaccinated so that you protect yourself, you have a good life, you are going to have children. So all these things can be cleared, and the people to clear these things are there. We've got doctors everywhere. So for us as a family, it's really worked out so well to seek information at the right place and get it, and we managed to do that for ourselves.
Yes, marvelous. Go ahead.
Tiri papo tunaona vazhinji vanotaura nyaya yekuti inwa zumbani, inwa maremoni na tira. Panyaya iyoyoyo makaiona yakamira sei?
Marvelous, it's an interesting one. But for me, indaka kurira kumusha, sezvo ndambotsanangura kuti inini ndakazvarwa ndiri asthmatic, handiti vanambuya vangu vaindinatira vaipisa matombo, sorry my shona is a bit funny sometimes, vaipisa matombo mumoto kusvika atsvuka kuita red, and then they would throw them in a bucket resimbi oita zvokukwata zvezvi, and then they would cover me with a blanket. I was asthmatic, saka ndaizarirwa. Saka zvekunatira zvezvi, I think zvine kutakubatsira kazvinoita, because I think zvinhu zvatagara tichingoita even pasati pave neCOVID. Malemons, well, they have their own health benefits in our body. So people used that as like a cure to COVID, but I think it's just one of the things that give health benefits to the body. So I did use the Zumbani. What I got from it was just the relief. You sweat, you know, when you sweat, like after jogging, when you relax after that, you feel refreshed. So I think the body would feel some kind of relief, but it was not going around with no cure, musabaiwe, and so forth, which was misinformation.
So now, how physical is it for you to be supported by your husband in such issues?
It's everybody needs a support system. It's a great. I remember when I was in isolation, he didn't want to isolate and be on his own, because he would be saying, ungavuka ufile, abantu bangini zabatshelani. You know, so that is while it is an act of love and it's very much appreciated, but with COVID we have to be careful. So it took so much convincing to get him out of there. He would say, no, you sleep on the bed, I'm going to sleep on the floor. Ungavukufile izihlobo zakho zazitshelani. So in the end we agreed that it was for the best, and again our doctor stepped in and really assured us that you guys, it's for the best that you isolate. It's only for a few weeks, well, a few days. That
how difficult was that?
It was difficult, you know, because you're longing for the company. But I think I enjoyed the space, sleeping on the bed by myself. It was okay because I knew he was there in the next room and we would talk, and of course we wouldn't be seeing each other. But it was fine. But it is difficult because we all need that support, the support system.
Yes, ngathi ke ukusekelwa ngubaba kujoni kakhulu nxa kuyukuthi usesimeni lesimama. Yakutshele sibili abantu bazisize ukuthi umkhuhlane we-COVID low umenjani. Namda sethaba ngoba sicele wena sibili wena wedwa ukuthi ubuye usitshele ngakhonokho.
Ya, yeah, Mr. Dube, iqakathekile i-support, but I think nge-COVID kumele ukuthi ngabe lokhu ngibuyela ebheke ekutheni i-COVID ibuhlungu ngoba ayikhethi ukuthi khathesi ngcono kusala umama, ngcono kusala ubaba. Abanye abantu bagcine belahlekelwa yimpilo ngoba babesizwa belothando kakhulu towards omunye wakhe. Like for instance, mina umngane wayengafuni uku-isolate. He would say to me, manje ungalala ungagula kakhulu ebusuku, ungavuka ufile, izihlobo zakho nizazitshelani. Ngizabatshela ukuthi kwenzakaleni. Khonokuyana kuyatshengisela of course ukuthi uyandithanda in all, but uzifaka laye engozini. So i-COVID iyasehlukanisa, not because kumele sehlukane, but because per chance omunye angayibamba engaphunyuki. Ngcono kusalo yi-one uzasale khangela abantwana kulokuthi sihambe sonke. So and also ukuthi simise i-spread ngoba la angayithola umntwana layo uzathi ayi mina udede ukuthi a-isolate ngingamboni vela kuyenze. We feel that love for each other's family members, but kuqakathekile ukuthi silandele imithetho esitshelwa ngudokotela ukwenzela ukuthi sisinde.
Yes, awuza kakhulu-ke mambambe khonapho-ke mabla.
Gibbs, maybe before I go back to our guest, let me just play a message that came in from one of our listeners, a condolence message actually to Peter Banga's family that came in before we end off the program, and I'll come back to you, Maindoro. Hold on, please.
Magali, Titemazi. Sitarangu ndino ndije sitaruma ndiriku SAE Mujobek. Ndirikuda kungotaurawo maererano nababa Banga vatinowanikwa vachitisiya. Ndinoti kumuri waBanga tine urombo kuru nematambudziko. Takasikirwa chokwadi. Ini baba Banga ndakavanhu vakatatu kesi vachitaura maererano nevanhu vanorarama neurema. Pekutanga ndakavanzwa vachitaura kuti mabuildings emaharare anoda kuti agadziriswe zvipindirano nevanorarama neurema. Ndikazovanzwa zvakare vachitaura kuti mabhazi anoda kugadziriswa. Vanhu vane urema vari kutambudzika pakukwira mabhazi iwaya. Ndikazonzwa futi vachitaura kuti vanhu vane urema havana rubatsiro, vazhinji vacho vari kutambudzika. Vaitokumbirawo rubatsiro kuzvitairira zvabvira vanhu ivava vabatsirwa kuti vagone kuraramawo zvakanaka. Saka munhu anga akanaka, munhu anga achibatsira, munhu anga ari mutungamiriri akanaka, aigona kutungamirira boka revamwe vavo. Saka ndinoti tinemi pamunamato mhuri yekwaBanga chemaine tariro muchiziva kuti death is the way to see heaven. Baba vaenda pachigaro chaMwari nesuwo tese tichatenda. Zvakuda kuti muzvibvume muzvitambire kuti mugone kupora. Ndozotendazve nenyaya yemabhonasi
I was not there because she went on because she wanted to
talk
about the bonus issue, but because of time, we can use that later on next week as we still are to go into bonuses. We were hearing there from one of our listeners who was on my earlier program, this talking to Krukrei, Jessica Charuma in South Africa, who was actually offering a message of condolence to one of the reporters from Studio 7 who we lost last night. And she was just, you know, recalling how she remembers some of the stories that Peter Banga, known as Safari Njema here on Studio 7, covered. She actually, you know, states that she remembers that he covered a story about, you know, accessibility of buildings in Zimbabwe not being, you know, accessible to those who live with disabilities, and also the issue of how they get onto public transportation. So those were words there that were really going to the Banga family. But coming back to you, Ndoro, Emamur Kunzo, Mamu Mazienyara, Zarkuba, Kunevame Takara Spirwa, Namuwa Wedu, with Studio 7, Nezuro. Mataura imekuti lenda ile COVID-19, ibe undaratinga ati rilondi, nekuti murumwa wenyu, aido kuti ange ainemi, sinenya yekuti chirwere chinotapurirana. Vana chiremba vaiti aiwa, aisafanira kunge aineni panguva iyi. Mungataura kuti chii kune vamwewo madzimai vakateerera kana vamwewo, nekuti murume anogona kurwara, mukadzi asiri kurwara. Pakadaro panoitwa sei?
Pakaoma because ndoona sekuti isusu vanhu vechi African tiri vanhu vari kuti zvara randingashandise ndiripi, tiri vanhu vanongodyidzana. Saka zvokunzi munhu kana arwara ngaagare ega, zvinhu zvisina kujairika zvikuru. Asi zvakangokosha kuteerera mitemo yatinopiwa nana chiremba, nekuti COVID tine dzimwe mhuri iko zvino vana havasisina vabereki. I remember reaching out kune imwe mhuri yavakapedzisira vazoshayika taivabikira mameals tichinovapa. But isolation yachona waizoti uchibvunza kuti saka mugere sei, nekuti tatisingabvumi zvokusvika mugere sei. You discover kuti mai vabatwa COVID but vachiri kungogarisana musame room iyoyo yavanogara vashandisa vari vaviri. They are sleeping pasi pamubhedha umwe chete. And of course look, zvinhu zvakangotionera. Vamwe vedu tinenge tichitogara titori mhuri titori muone room imomo. Saka zvinhu zvachona zvinenge zvakaoma. So families have gone through difficult situations. Vamwe vanokwanisa kuisolata, vamwe havakwanisi kuisolata, but I think for my cases tinenge tisingakwanisi kuisolata. Zvobatsira kuti tiri mumba imomo ngatipfeke mamask. Ndakazozviona kuti vanhu vakasvika kumba, chero pachiuya mavisitors, vanhu vatinoziva, vanhu havapfeki mamask. In fact hatipfeki mamask. Panenge pauya sekuru, pauya panenge pauya ani. So tomboti mumhuri imomo, imba yedu yakamanikidzika zvakadaro, ngatishandisei mamask naiyo magloves yayo, kuitira kuti at least tishandisewo tingoshanda nezvatinazvo zvatinokwanisa. Pati zvinhu zvakaoma kuti muisolate, pati ndozviripo, tofanira kutongotedzera zvatataurirwa. Zvichatisevha kuti at least mumwe akarwara zvikaendawo nepamwe, wana akafa umwe anosara achitarisa vana.
We know that there are certain cultural norms, like when you are attending a funeral work, you have to shake hands, you know, in the Shona culture, you know, something like that. So, how is it panning out these days, you know, in terms of people going for funeral works? Do they still shake hands? What do they do?
Actually, it's better now. On the onset of COVID, it was very difficult because when you went to a funeral and someone tried to shake your hand and you tried to hold back, you were looked at like, you know, you want to make yourself appear special, better than others. Mm-hmm. But I see now that people have come up with a new way of not exactly shaking and just making, you know, a contact using an elbow. It's now an acceptable kind of a thing, and I think it's better. I'm from two cultures. My mom is Ndebele, and so as Ndebele, we don't actually shake hands.
Yes.
Siyakhulumisana kuphela, you know. But on the other side, where I'm married, shaking hands is like the thing. They even refer it as kubata maoko. So kana usina kutobata ruoko rwacho, hauna kubata maoko. So COVID has taught us new cultures that we have to adopt for the sake of our health. Of course, zvichitanga waita kunge uri kudada, makubva here no COVID. And you know, there was a thing going around kuti COVID inoaffecta vanhu vane mari, chirwere chevanhu vane mari, because pakafa munhu ane mari tinoiswa munewspaper, but pakafa munhu akaita samainhoro asingazivikanwi, nobody would really make a fuss about it. So people tended to then think that COVID is not there, or it's there only for the affluent.
So ke mwasikangela ke khonokho kuti abantu babesitsho njalo khona manje kume njani nxa abantu bekhuluma nge-COVID. Sebe wazi ukuthi kume kunje kumbe kunjani.
Well, there will always be, you know, those who don't accept it up to now. Abalandaba nje, you can even see, even usemfeni, the mask is there, they are shaking hands, they are hugging. So we still have quite a good number of our community who don't exactly, you know, subscribe to what is there now. But I think we are somewhere. So kungcono ngoba uyabona nje lezandla, people don't shake hands anymore. Like we used to, even ukuhlalisana as in family, people try. I recently lost my sister 2 weeks ago to cancer. So people would come in small groups, babuye bazokhulumisa, they just come, share their condolences and go. People no longer gather as they used to. You find that in the night, so selisana nje li close family members abanye sebehambile. So I think the message is getting there bit by bit.
Ndingada hangu kunzwa dzidziso yamungapewo dzimwe mhuri dzinenge dzawanikwa idzo dzichiwana mumwe ari pamhuri ipapo abatwa necovid-19. Hazvii zvamungavape sedzidziso, zvekutaura kwamaita kuti kuna masi isolation mungavapa dzidziso ipi?
Zvandakazodzidza sisimazei ndezvekuti munhu especially kana munhu akurwara ngaagadzirirwe chikafu chinovaka muviri. In fact, tinofanirwa kutodya chikafu chiri raiti mazuva ese. But because of different challenges, chikafu chinonaka also, you also want to enjoy matrize yayo, you want to enjoy KFC. But inini pandakarwara zvandakadzidza, doctor wangu akatoti immediately munhu uyu ngaadye a lot of fruits, ngaadye a lot of vegetables, stay away from fried foods, ngaadye chikafu chichamupa vitality in the body. So nekumwa mvura, vana vamwe mvura. Ndakatodzidza kuti ukaona uchimwa mvura wane nyota, haumwi mvura. Mvura haimwiwe because you are feeling thirsty. Unomwa mvura because you have to continue to hydrate your body. Ukamwa wane nyota, handifungi kuti mvura inoenda kwese kwese painofanira kuenda. Saka muri kutomwawo yenyu mvura. So ndakadzidza kuti especially kana munhu wakurwara, we try by all means to prepare meals that are going to help the body to heal fast. And also mental health, and just staying away. Stay away from statistics. Inini ndakato mbota stay away from the COVID group. Because what you see there, honestly, you'll be saying, saka ndini ndiri kutevera. And you are giving your body that negative energy. Haukurumidzi kupora. So being in a space where you are happy, a space where even mentally you are healthy, zvinobatsira body yako as well to heal faster. Saka as a family, we found pleasure in sending each other funny videos and talking into the night, tichitaura ne WhatsApp, which was quite good.
Now, let's look at the church. You know, what type of support did you get from the church, and, you know, how good was it? And are there any church members who still believe there's no COVID as well?
I got a lot of support from my spiritual leaders. I remember one of them called me per WhatsApp. She can send me a packet. No, ndauya kuzokuona. I'm going to have some time with you, but in the meantime, I mean, can you imagine the person drove all the way from their home, akauya akapaka pagedhi and prayed with me, read scripture, and we talked, even tisingatore zvecovid, just general stories, because kana wafa situated, you don't want to continue to dwell on that thing too much, no stress. Saka takataura nezvimwe zvinhu zviri different. So I got a lot of support from church. My friends would cook food and bring for me, takura, my favorite. My friends who sing, they would come by my gate, very 3, 4, 5. I love singing. And they'll be at the gate. They'll tell me to the gate and they'll sing for me during Mombasa. So I got a lot of support from the church. I don't know if there are people who still believe in the church that there is no COVID, but I think that, look, people believe a lot of things, but the churches have opened up and we've begun to go to church. And the
I can see it's getting a bit cut there, marvelous, because the network at times, you know, misbehaves and all those kind of things, but hopefully she'll come back and we conclude the show with her. But we're happy that she's been with us, you know, for a long, long, long time now. And she's in Bulawayo, and she goes to the SDA Church in Bulawayo. And she is one kind of a strong woman. And she says, with all the support, you can always, you know, conquer
COVID-19. Chirwere cheCOVID-19 apo tanga tichitaura nemunyarikani vedu vachingotaurawo vachikurudzira vanhu kuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vadye zvinhu zvinovaka miri panguva iyo kana munhu mudikani awanise iye achibatwa necovid-19 asi chikuru ndechekuti vanhu vagare vakapatsanurana kana zvichikwanisika nekuti sekutaura kwavari kuita kuti dzimwe mhuri dzakatowanikwa dzichirasirwa naamai nababa pamusaka pekuti mumwe wevaviri ava akabatwa necovid-19 asi vakawanikwa vachiramba vachigara vari pamwe chete vachiwanikwa vachitambidzana denda iri.
Udaroke konoko kunywa kumavhelas kuti kunzima ezimhulini lapa ngazikhangela icovid-19 nxa kuti muntu engabanjwa icovid-19 kumele phela kube leminye imigoqo elandelwayo ukwenzela ukuthi umuntu engabulawa icovid. So nxa behlezi khonapho ke ezindlini umama ke unomathemba noro besitshela esithi hayi kunzima ukuthi ukhanye uhlala khatshana labantwana, uhlale khatshana lendoda lezinto ezinjalo. Njalo lokuthi nxa esidla kumbe esenza konke ke okumele ngakhathalelwa ngabanye abantu kabe kusindo okunye okumangalisayo, kodwa yena ukuthi ngokubona kwakhe wazama ukuthi aphephe kumkhuhlane lo ngendlela eziphakeme kakhulu. So okunye kwakhona ukuthi kwakumele ukuthi kungene enhliziyweni kwezenthi ukukhanya ukuthi yena uphila njani. So ke labantu babebuya bemkhulekela, omunye wangkhona wayengupastor owabuya egedini, wafika ke wahlala egedini waxoxa laye bakhulumisana watshaya iscripture ekhona ngale kwaba njalo ke mavulas besenza ama-scriptures into ezinjalo. Njena ke mavulas
Agita, I actually wanted to see if I could play a snippet of a report from Safari Njema just to remind people of his voice and the kind of...
Unfortunately, we are left with exactly 1 minute.
Yeah, I think we can see it.
1 minute, Ted.
Nyanzvi
munyaya dzezveupfumi vamasimba kuchera avo vasingaone vanoti vakaremara vanofanira kuverwa mberi pachirongwa chekubayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19.
Changa chaizvo vatini zvakanaka kuti vakaremara vange varivo mumapoka ekutanga-tanga kubayiwa nhomba iyi. Zvikuru sei takatarisa kuti vakaremara vakawanda havasi kuwana zvikwanisiro zvekuti vange vachizvidzivirira kubva kune denda reCOVID-19.
Izvi zvinotsigirwa navaThomas Muchadinyika.
We were hearing a snippet from Safari Njema, our reporter. Just to remind the people that we started the show, we talked about Safari Njema to the world as Peter Banga, who left us last night. And he used to report mostly on disability issues here on Studio 7.
Yes, and now we are signing off. We wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Masimba Kuchera. He is in Harare, and Mrs. Nomathemba Noro, who is in Bulawayo. So talking about COVID-19, and her experiences. So I guess maybe she will join the show next time. Let's hope it's not because of power failure, you know, which resulted in me getting out of the show. But anyway, we thank you so much, Zimbabwe. This is Gift Tube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
This is Marvelous Miss Ananyahuye, also passing my condolences to the Banga family. Let's meet again next time.
Bye-bye. Thank you.